Around 125,000 Baltimore residents voted for public financing of city elections last year. Now, a bill that spells out regulations for that public financing fund has been introduced at City Hall. WYPR's Emily Sullivan has the report.
The bill's main regulation is simple. Candidates who accept donations larger than $150 can't receive money from the fund. Councilman Christopher Burnett, who introduced the legislation, says this will even the playing field.
I want to make sure that regular people who don't have access to big money, big developers, who don't have a whole lot of friends who can write $6,000 checks without blinking an eye, have a competitive chance to winning a local election.
Under the bill, the fund would give one-time boosts to mayoral and city council president candidates and will match portions of small donor dollars. And it won't dish out cash to candidates who haven't raised anything. Mayoral candidates must raise at least $40,000 from at least 500 donors to qualify. Candidates for city council president, comptroller, and city council seats have their own smaller fundraising minimums to meet. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.